ago, I had the privilege to go out to the old folk home, there in my hometown. And I decided that day that I'd take my Bible with me, because I realized that many people out there that had been left alone for a long time would have loved to hear the word of God. And that morning I stood there by the bedside of this mother. And I said, "Mother, how long have you been out here?" And this mother told me, said, "Sister C's, I've been out here a long time." I said, "How many children do you have? Where are your sons? Where are your daughters?" And that mother told me that day, "My children put me in this place a long time ago. They haven't been back to see about me." And you're just thinking about that, I'm reminded today of a little story that I heard a lady tell me. And I heard this story. She said that there was a mother that had two sons. One of the sons was interested in himself. That son loved his mama so much. He said, "Mama, one day I'm gonna grow up. I'm going to college. I wanna be somebody. I wanna take care of you like you've been taking care of me." But that other brother was not conscientious about himself. He was no good. Stayed in trouble all the time. That mama had to always go to court, getting that son out of trouble. "Mama, I'm not gonna worry your patience. I'm gonna be a good son for you. I'm told tonight those boys grew up. One went to college, that no good son left home. Oh Lord, that mama worked her fingers to the bones, sent that son to school. She got on her knees and scrubbed floors. She climbed ladders and washed windows. Working her fingers to the bone. I want my son to be somebody." After about 8 long years, that son came home. He said, "Mama, I'm a doctor now. I've got MD behind my name. I want you to meet my wife. I met her while I was in college. She's a school teacher. Yeah, I'm told tonight. We want you to come and live with us. Help us to take care of our children." As the years went on by, and their children grew up, I'm told tonight, even though they were at school age, that school teacher went to her husband and said, "Honey, your mama's in the way now. I think you ought to get rid of her. We can get somebody else to do this job. There are other young girls in college that could work their way through school on this very job. Your mama uses bad English. She uses this and that and ain't and it. I'm trying to teach my children to use good language. Yeah! Oh, hallelujah." That son went to his mama. Said, "Mama! Yeah! I was talking with my wife. And she seemed to feel now that you're getting in the way around the house. We don't have anything else for you to do. You're using bad English. We don't want this to rub off on our children. I'm going to take you to an old folk home. Yeah. Yeah. I'm told tonight that mama began to cry. She looked at her hands. They were all worn and wrinkled. She had worked her fingers for that son. Oh, yes, she had. She began to pack her clothes up. While packing those clothes, the devil came and whispered in her ear. Say, "You see that old lady? It hasn't been worth it. Look at all you've done for this boy. He's getting ready to throw you out. Yeah, yeah." Let me tell you what happened. Wait a minute. That mama packed her clothes. Tears streaming down. Good God Almighty. That son came back to a choir and tried to make things sound good. He said, "Mama, in your room out there, I'm going to have your color television. You're going to have nurses around the clock. Look at him trying to make it you want. That mama just kept on packing. She just kept on crying. Lord. On the next day, the son knocked on her door. So mama, I'm ready to take you now. Then mama walked out of the couch, got in that long limousine. They started down the road, going to that old folk home. Glory be to God. I'm told tonight, while she was riding, she just kept on crying. That son tried to fix it up. He said, mama, don't cry. Everything is gonna be alright. Glory be to God. I'm gonna come and visit you every day. I'm gonna bring the children by every now and then. But that mama just kept on crying. Lord. And by the time they got almost there, that mama looked up the road and saw an old ragged car coming. She said, wait a minute, son, hold on. I thought I saw my son going by. They stopped those cars, and they got out, greeted one another with a kiss. That old no-good son said, mama, I was on my way to see you. How have you been doing? Let me tell you what happened. That son pulled his brother over and said, brother, where are you taking my mama? I want to know where you're going with my mama. That doctor told his brother, said, brother, let me explain it to you. Mama's old fogey, and she's old timey, and she gets in the way around the house. She uses bad English. Glory to God. I'm successful now. Look at me. I'm wearing good shoes. And I'm in the big society clothes. Lord Jesus, I'm taking mama to the old folk home. Listen, that old no good son looked over at his mama. Said, mama, I'm not riding in a limousine. My car's no good. The tires are all worn out. But come on and go home with me.
God gave you your mama. Take it to the Lord. care what I accomplish in my life. I realize that I need the Lord. You need the Lord tonight if you just look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. I need you like the ocean needs the water, or it will run dry. I need you like the many stars above needs the setting of the sky. I need you like tomorrow needs the hours of today to pass by. Lord, I need you more than ever, so hear my humble cry. I need the oil. I need thee. Every hour I need thee. To thee, I need thee in the morning when from evening's rest I wake. I need you to direct my path in every step I take. I need you, Lord, to keep me. I need your mercy and your grace. Yes, I need you more than ever. You promise never to forsake. I wish somebody would help me right through here. Say, I need the oil.
need somebody to lift their hands and say, yeah. 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 Oh. Yes. 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 If you got a relationship with them, you can say, I need you, Lord. He's been so good. He's been so good. Yeah, he's been so good. Oh, yeah. He's been so good. Glory to God. He's been so good. Hey, you know what else he done for me?
I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name because I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name
because I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name because I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, because I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, because I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now because I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now because I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I wake it up heart, and sometimes I wake up. That's why I'm calling your name. Yeah, cause I need you
right now.
Lord. Sing this song right now, cause I need the Lord
right now.
Lord, I'm singing this song right now, cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Oh, sometimes I get tired. I need you to hold me
right now,
in the palm of your hand.
Right now, Lord.
Sometimes I'm weak,
right now,
and sometimes I'm tired, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
And I need you to rock me
right now,
in the cradle of your own, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Oh, 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 yeah, yeah.
Right now, Lord.
Sometimes I'm down and I'm low. And I'm sick in my body, Lord.
One touch from you,
Lord, would make it all right. I know you're right, Lord, and I know you will. Oh, sometimes I get tired. Sometimes I get weak, yeah.
Right now, that's the Wardlaw Brothers. Oh, I want to thank you for listening to the Gospel Explosion, coming to you each and every Sunday right here on this network. That's Studio W, the Buzz, your global radio network. We simply think 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're just joining in, tell a friend to tune in to the Buzz.
Well, I learned and depend on G. I learned. I learned.
sweet dear. Can I tell you another thing? And I'm talking about me. You see, I remember it's been years ago. My body got fever, and then I got sick. And I went running, running all over town. But every doctor I went to, all the doctors let me down. But when I came back to church, I got down on my knees. And I called on Jesus, and I called on Jesus. And then Jesus stopped by and laid his hands on me. The man healed my body, and he whispered in my ear. He said, listen, my child. So now why you were running from here and there? And all you had to do was just go down on your knees and pray. Don't you know he's healed yesterday? He's healed today. Trying to tell you, he will.
He will.
You are listening to the Gospel of Excellence.
Well, let me ask you one thing. What do you ask?
Coming up, host Blues for Loss. Everlasting.
Woke up this morning with my mind.
Knew it was set
on freedom. Woke up this morning with my mind.
Oh,
hold my peace.
makes me do right when I would do wrong. When I'm down low, he gives me some love. Whatever it is, whatever it is, whatever it is, it won't let me. Hold my peace.
Hold my peace.
Ooh, hold on. I said it makes me love all my enemies. Yes, it does.
I want to thank you for listening to The Gospel Explosion. Coming up right after this, Hope is Alive with Dr. Michael Andrew Owens.